I like to perform miracles. I like to perform miracles. What sort of miracles are? Miracles are the revelation of something that does not appear to be at the moment. That does not appear to be in my life, in my affairs, at the moment. But I like to perform miracles. I like to perform the miracle of good health. Now, if I'm not having good health right now, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. Now, this is not a truth. The appearance is that the body is not that way. And I am speaking my word that the body is that way. I am speaking the truth about my body, and my body responds to me as that truth. My body responds to me as a fulfillment of that miracle, and how wonderful that is. Now, how can I do that? How can I perform that miracle when that miracle does not appear to be? That's what miracles always are. They're the revelation of something that does not appear to be. So, having good health is not such a big deal. It is a big deal when you don't have good health. But when I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am saying I have good health. When I say I like me, I say I am having a happy time with myself. I appreciate myself. I have the ideal reputation. I have the ideal abundance. I have the ideal relationships. I have the ideal growing up. Oh, all of these things are my miracles, because they are what I bring forth in my life and my affairs, what I bring forth out of my existence, what I bring forth now and always. That's who I am. I am that ideal being. I am that ideal revelation of truth about myself. And how glorious and how wonderful and how perfect, how magnificent that is, because that is who I am. Now, I like to perform miracles, and I say, I'm growing up. I'm growing up. I always say, I am older than I am. When I'm a child, I say, I'm 4 1/2 or 4 3/4. And really, I'd like to say that I'm 5. But I say I'm 4 1/4 because that's the realistic thing. Now, how do I visualize myself? I go into my daddy's closet and I put on some of his clothes and I say, I'm a daddy, I'm a daddy. And the girls go in, put on their mommy's clothes and say, I'm a mommy, I'm a mommy. Well, no, they're not a mommy. They're not a daddy. But the miracle is, in the mind of that child, they are that mommy and they are that daddy. And those miracles are all so wonderful. If we would learn to practice them and practice them and practice them, if we would learn to realize that good health is ours just because the appearance is not there, the good health is there waiting to be revealed as we call it forth. And abundance is there waiting to be revealed as we call it forth. Everyone would like to be a millionaire. They'd like to be a wealthy person. And would a billionaire like to be a millionaire? No, not at all. He visualizes himself as being a billionaire, not a millionaire. And when we think of ourselves as being something that we're not, then are we lying? No, not at all. We're saying the truth about ourselves. We're saying, I like me. I am an ideal person. I'm a wonderful person. And our relationships are all beautiful, because we make them that way. Now, we must be blind to anything which is unlike our true nature, which is anything unlike our real nature. We're blind to it. And we look around and we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And we say this again and again and again and again and again and again. We bring happiness to the world because that's our nature. That's our being. We bring happiness to the world because we live in a state of consciousness of happiness. And we live in the state of consciousness of happiness, and that's living in the miracle. I like to perform miracles. And how do I perform them? I perform them by looking beyond the appearances to the truth about it all, seeing the truth through the fog and the haze. When we are going outdoors in the wintertime and the snow is all around us and there's a blizzard and we can't see a thing. And so one of my friends in Switzerland, he couldn't see a thing either. But he knew the blizzards were coming, and he knew that he had to go and feed his cows, and he had to go take care of his chickens. And so he had a rope on several poles from the house to the barn, so he could find his way to the barn. And he held on to that rope and went to the barn. Now, he couldn't see it there, but he was seeing through the fog and through the haze and through the snow to the barn. And he got out to the barn, and when he got out there, there were his cows and chickens and ducks, and he fed them all. He gave them all their breakfast and told them how much he loved them, and he told them how wonderful they were. Now, it was cold in the barn, but the animals had acclimated to the barn. To them, it was just a normal barn, and it was just normal, and they were comfortable inside themselves because they did not think cold. They thought comfort. They thought wonder about themselves. They were performing miracles. And you and I perform miracles every day. And the more miracles we perform is because we like to believe in ourselves. We like to believe in our world. We like to see through the fog and the haze to the truth. And as we see the truth through the fog and the haze, we know it's there. The farmer, my farmer friend in Switzerland, he knew that his barn was there. He could not see it. He knew that his cows were there. He could not see them. He could not hear them. The storm was so strong. The wind was blowing so strong. The snow was coming down so heavy. He could not see anything. But he saw his rope. And his rope was his line that brought him through to his cows and his chickens. And he was able to take care of them. Now, he had a warm coat on, and he had a warm hat and warm gloves, and he felt warm himself. And the weather outside was very cold, but inside his own experience, inside his own life, inside his own being, he was comfortable. We have to perform miracles on ourselves every day, because around us there are the appearances of things that are not beneficial to us. And in our wisdom, in our genius, in our intuitive knowingness, we listen within and we say, but I know that it is good. I know that it is beautiful. Just as the cows in the barn knew that they were warm and comfortable, even though the weather was very cold and the barn was very cold. But most of the cold had been kept out by the walls of the barn. And the cows, as they lived in this barn, they used their own heat to heat the barn. And they heated the barn. The barn was a tolerable temperature. And it was tolerable because they brought it forth out of themselves. We always bring everything out of ourselves. All miracles come from within ourselves. They come from that being within us that we are. And as we listen to it and know it and love it and are it, then it is our joy, it is our privilege, it is our honor, it is the way we are. Can you say, I perform miracles? I like to perform miracles. Oh, I like it so much. Can you say that? Can you mean that? Can you recognize that when you speak your word, it brings about the results? The cows didn't speak their word that they were warm. The cows were warm because this was a natural process for them to live in that barn and warm it up with their bodies. And they did. You live in good thoughts and you warm them up with your thinking. You warm them up with your loving of yourself. You warm them up with the ideal that you are. And when you recognize that you can see through the truth, through the fog and the haze, when like the farmer, he could see the barn, even though he couldn't see the barn, it was on the end of the rope, and he went there and found it, and surely there it was. Say that for yourself today. Know that for yourself today. Love that for yourself today. Be that for yourself today, because you are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are the miracle revealed. I love you. I love you. I love you.